Water supplies to more than 1 million Irish people are on the remedial action list, and the number has gone up this year. A report today from the Water Advisory Body also finds that 40% of treated water here is still being lost through leaks, and that untreated wastewater is still going into the sea and into Irish waterways. Paul McGowan is chairperson of the Water Advisory Board, and we can talk to him now. Very good afternoon to you, and thanks for talking to us.
Good afternoon, Brian.
You're talking about the numbers of people who are being served by water services, which are defined as at risk, and that this number has increased. I think an extra 5,000 households or people are added to that list of those who are receiving at-risk water supplies. What does that mean, and what does it mean for those households?
So that's correct, Brian. So this is the sixth report from the Water Advisory Body, and we report on a range of areas where Irish Water are performing. And one of the areas that we look at in particular is water quality. And while it's fair to say that drinking water quality in Ireland remains high, at last measure it was at 99.91% compliance with microbiological indicators. But nevertheless, there are currently 1,010,000 people on what we call the remedial action list, and that essentially means their water supply is at risk. Now, there's no immediate concern, but an event could happen which could cause that water supply to go into a situation such as a boil water notice or something like that. So generally speaking, we would be looking to see Irish Water making progress and reducing the number of supplies that are on this. But This quarter, we've noted that there has been actually a net increase of two water supplies on the remedial action list, and that's slightly worrying. So, for example, we do know that of that 1 million, over half of that is represented by one supply, and that's Leakslip in Dublin. Mm-hmm. But that is expected to come off the remedial action list. So we do actually expect the remedial action list to halve in terms of the population on it in the very near future. But nevertheless, we're still seeing some supplies go on to that list, such as Kilgarvan and Kerry, which supplies 800 people, and they were actually put back onto the remedial action list only this last quarter.
So rather than seeing the situation improve and advances being made, it's actually a situation in which there's regression. Is that right?
Sorry, Brian.
There's regression. We're going backwards.
This is actually a disimprovement indeed. 5,000 people have been added to the remedial action list. But the overall trend up until this last quarter was an improvement. And as I said, I would expect to see a significant improvement with the removal of Leakslip. But it is disappointing to see, for example, Kilgarvan, which only recently had investment at the water treatment plant, to be added back onto the remedial action list. So for us, it's a sign that Irish Water need to both maintain the level of investment and continue with their investment, but also then to ensure that they operate those plants to ensure they stay off the remedial action list.
Untreated wastewater still going into the sea and into some of our waterways.
Yeah, so just to be clear on that, Brian, it's actually into the sea. All the raw water discharges in Ireland, as far as I'm aware, are coastal. And there are currently 34 of those at the moment. Now, the plan is by Irish Water to reduce that to 12 by 2024 and then to only two remaining by 2027. But I suppose it's worth reminding people that under the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive, Ireland was supposed to have compliant wastewater services since 2005. So we're way behind as a country in terms of delivering on our obligations in relation to raw water discharge and overall wastewater compliance. But nevertheless, progress is being made. The population served by plants that are non-compliant is currently around 2.96 million. But over a million of that is represented by a single plant at Ringsend. And again, the upgrades at Ringsend are expected to be completed sometime either late in 2023 or early 2024. And that will actually make a huge impact on the overall numbers.
Paul McGowan, Chairperson of the Water Advisory Board, thanks for talking to us here on the programme.